Love Talk Radio. Shout out to you and you and you. As always, I am a Brooklyn girl in an uptown world. Welcome to another episode of The Ripeness. Whoop whoop. On this October 1st, on a cold, dreary, rainy-ass day in New York City, I'm excited, y'all. I'm excited to be back. Yes, bitch. Whoop. As always, I am here with you guys. I miss you. Hugs. Yay. But there's a lot for us to talk about today. But I really wanted to come on to make sure that I did a podcast to be able to celebrate Podcast Day. So yesterday was actually Podcast Day, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with Podcast Day, but it's a day that has been started, I guess, to really celebrate and promote different podcasts. And even though I have not been good for the last, like, 6 or 7 months at really doing this show consistently, I do love it, and I will be back because I love it. So I just figured that I was waiting for the right time to kind of get restarted, and I think that October 1st, the first day of the fourth quarter, is an amazing time to get started. So absolutely, you know what? Like, this is it. So there's a lot to talk about, and there's been a lot that's going on in the world, and I'm constantly thinking, like, oh, shit, I should go on and talk about it. But I don't know, you guys. Do you guys Periscope? If you do, if you think that I should do, like, something on Periscope, also give me a buzz. And actually, what I'm talking about, give me a buzz. Send me an email. And as always, the email is theripenessradio@gmail.com, and that is the, RIPENESSRADIO@gmail.com. But there's quite a bit that I want to talk about, so without further ado, my loves, Ripe Nation, let's get right into it. So today, the big story in the news in the last few hours has been the shooting in Oregon, and I'm sure that many of you have heard about it, but this is just a terrible situation. Apparently, this is the 260-something shootout or mass shooting that there's been in this country in 2015. This is a terrible, terrible thing. So apparently this most recent one, for those of you that live under a rock, it says here, I'm looking on Reuters, and Reuters says that the suspect was slain in an exchange of gunfire with police in Snyder Hall at UMPQUA Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. So, and it was at 10:30 in the morning local time. This is just terrible. According to Reuters, I had read that it was 13 people that were passed away and that they had been murdered. And let me be upfront with that shit. They were murdered. And apparently a couple of news outlets, CBS, CNN, and NBC, have named him as 26-year-old Chris Harper. So he apparently had 3 handguns and a long gun. And quite frankly, like, this is not the first time that I've been talking about this on The Ripeness. Like, something's got to give. You know, they interviewed the president shortly after where he was just saying that these gun laws are out of motherfucking control. I don't understand. I don't understand how, I mean, where do these guns come from? And I know, yes, I'm ignorant. And you know what? I guess I'm happy that I'm ignorant about it, because some shit you just don't want to fucking, you don't want to fucking know. Okay? But, like, what? You know what? I don't even have it in me today, y'all, to really, like, I mean, it's too much. This too much. Okay? First and foremost, I want to send condolences to the loved ones of the people that were doing their thing, trying to get an education, and got needlessly, recklessly murdered by this crazy fuck. And I understand, like, yes, I know, mental health professionals come at me, and they're going to say he had issues, and I'm probably sure that he did. But right now, it's just too soon to try to justify this. It seems so unfair, you know. It just seems so unfair when these kind of mass murders happen, or just these senseless crimes. And, yeah, it's just a lot. So I just wanted to make sure that we talked a little bit about that. You have any thoughts? Give me a call. Call in 914-338-0304. It's a lot going on. So unfortunately, I'm not really sure how many people. Reuters says 9. ABC News here in New York City says 13. And by the way, it's cold as fuck in New York City. Like, I don't know. It's like the weather is matching the mood, man. Like, this shit is outrageous. It's freezing. Yeah. I had a pumpkin spice latte this morning.
I said, fuck this shit. I'm just going and getting me a hot pumpkin spice. And then this evening I had a hot chocolate from McDonald's. And by the way, McDonald's is now serving 24-hour, all-day breakfast. So I don't necessarily love the breakfast at McDonald's, but I do like the French fries and the hot chocolate. So those two things give me all my life. I'm really happy about that. So if those of you that really like McDonald's breakfast, then you will be happy to find out that McDonald's is now serving breakfast all damn day. When I went to McDonald's to get my hot chocolate, someone was in there getting hotcakes, and they look so damn happy. So I don't know. But, yeah, and you know what? And when you're thinking about just, like, the shooting in Oregon, like, just be grateful for the little things that we can do, right? I felt like that hot chocolate tasted even better, A, because I was cold, but B, because I had the people in my mind that had just been just executed, like, crazy for no reason. Like, I don't understand. And I'm hoping that they'll give us a little bit more clarity in the days to come. But, again, you know, we here at the Ripeness, we send our condolences to anyone who cared for anyone who was hurt in that unfortunate incident in Oregon. But moving on, you know, life is for the living, I guess. So TV is back, snitches. And yes, well, actually, what's that one? This week, I watched my second episode ever of Empire, y'all. After hearing so much about it last season, I was like, all right, let me jump on this damn bandwagon. And I have to say that a lot of people are saying that it's not as good as it was last season. I have nothing to compare it to. To me, it just seemed like it seemed like Dynasty. Remember Dynasty, y'all? If y'all really ripe, y'all gonna remember Dynasty with Alexis Morel, Carrington, Kobe Dexter, played by Joan Collins. Yes, boo. And Dominique Devereaux was her name. Yes, played by Diane Carroll. Remember that fight that she had with Linda Evans, who played Crystal Carrington in the pool? Child, bye. I remember that. That was like in 1985 or 86 when they used to wear like all them shoulder pads, evening gowns. Erin Spelling had TV on lock. Erin Spelling was like, yeah, he was like the shit in the 80s. Like, I mean, he must have had like 6-7 shows. So people talk a lot about Shonda Rhimes, but Erin Spelling was like the precursor. I remember him having like the Love Boat. He had Dynasty. I don't know if he did the other series, because nighttime serials were a thing, but now, you know, so we're not, you know, but, and we can talk about that some other time, but the point being that Empire reminds me very much of Dynasty, and I can't see how much different it was going to be. I guess people don't like the excessive cameos, but I don't mind, actually. I'm not a huge Lee Daniels fan, but I fucks with that. Like, I fucks with getting black people some money on TV. Like, yes, bitch, I'm like, put everybody on motherfucking TV. Shit, put me on Empire. I do know someone who writes for them. I'm like, hey, listen, I could play I could play anything. Fuck. I could be shit. I'm going to start a campaign, Ev on Empire. Hashtag Ev on Empire. Tweet Lee Daniels, mofos, and let them know that they should be like a radio segment, right? Ooh, y'all. Yes, bitch. But anyway, I don't know what you guys are watching on TV this season, but apparently there are a lot of good shows. So with this friggin'-ass cold that is happening, I guess I'll be watching a lot more TV too. But tonight I just watched the second episode also of How to Get Away with Murder. It's my first, the first show I've watched this season of How to Get Away with Murder. You guys know that I am a fan, and I was already confused. I don't know what the hell's going on. Annalise is having an affair with a woman. Somebody else just got off. Y'all, Annalise is so fucked up, y'all. Like, everybody makes it hard to like them, but I think that's what is likable about them, is the fact that people are legitimately flawed and shitty sometimes. And so it's like finding, like, I feel like it's overdue for a black woman to have this kind of role on TV. So even though I don't necessarily love her, I kind of wish her well. Like, you know how everybody has, like, that one friend that is kind of like, I don't even know, like, it's hard to even describe, but you know that they might not be right, but you wish them well, and you just keep kind of hoping. They give you just enough hope to stay on their side. Annalise is that person, and she's just like, I mean, people be like, oh, she's, you know, slutty, whatever. I think she's empowered. Like, she makes sexual decisions, and she's just like, what, I'm fucking, I'm sucking, I'm licking, whatever, and I'm going to go and slay in this courtroom. If her wigs were on fleek, y'all, she'll be unstoppable. But alas, we all have an Achilles heel. So I will continue to watch How to Get Away with Murder, but let me know what you guys are watching. Email me again at theripenessradio@gmail.com and let me know what the fuck you watching, because I want to know too. Shit. But I don't know, you guys. It's just been, you know, this apparently is a very good TV series, a good TV time. So, and it's a good TV time for black women, and I'm so excited for that, because y'all know, I know I'm very comfortable with admitting what side my bread is buttered. The next thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about is Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn Jenner apparently got off of the, what is it, vehicular manslaughter charge that she was charged with, which I don't know, y'all. This is white privilege rearing its head. And I have to say, I'm going to say publicly right here, I'm not here for Caitlyn. I am here for transgender women. I'm not really fucking with Caitlyn. Caitlyn ain't cute, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm going to just go out and on a limb and say it. And it's just not, I don't know. I think probably I don't necessarily, I'm not a fan, not because I'm anti-transgender, but I just think that it's a lot of business being made about Caitlyn. And I don't know. Like, I don't know. Is Caitlyn, like, in the midst of surgeries or something? I mean, in the sense that, like, I just feel like there are so many other transgender women that are so much, like, beautifuler. I don't know, y'all. Either way, I'm also not here for Caitlyn Jenner because I know that Caitlyn Jenner is a Republican, and I just feel like, I don't know, with the Republicans and how they're getting down right now with, like, Donald Trump and everybody else, like, I just, I don't know. When somebody tells me that they're Republican, it just kind of makes me look at them, like, immediately, like, a quick side eye, like, well, who you here for? So, I can't with y'all. I can't. I mean, it's just like, and it's about the fact that, like, who did this? Like, you know what I mean? Who was the person, like, If Bruce was, a non-rich person that would have committed this crime, I mean, what's up, my Bruce? Bruce don't exist no more. I mean, who the fuck is Bruce still in the picture? Caitlyn, if she would have been, like, some regular-ass person that would have committed this crime, their ass would be under the motherfucking jail. So, it makes me so angry to think about how, you know, money and power can sometimes, like, override the fucking law and the legal system, and it's just so fucked up. However, the only silver lining in that shit is that probably the people, you know, the families of the people that were killed are going to go after her in the civil suit, and yeah, I would kiss that money goodbye, boo. So that's just what's gonna happen, but it's just like, it's so irritating when you hear these things, and it's just like, really? Like, white people got off again? Rich white people got off again? Really? But then they want us to be mad. Like, it's like they don't want anybody else to be mad, but it's like in the space, in like, how are you going to just hold shit over everybody all the motherfucking time and then not be surprised? And then be surprised when people just feel hurt and angry and fed the fuck up. Like, really? Stop this shit. No. Caitlyn, if you listening to the rightness, I don't know if you are, boo, but listen. White privilege, bitch. Shit ain't right. I'm sorry. And somebody needs to tell you. So, boom. Huh. Now, speaking of other shit that ain't right, going back onto my list here that I have here. So, y'all, I got about $3.22 on this little kit that we're going to create for Derrick Rose. I got coconut oil and sage. What y'all got? I think this brother needs to be sage down. There is a botanica that he needs to head up to in, like, Queens. And he needs to get, like, some sort of spiritual cleanse, y'all. He must have did some shit in his past life. Because what the fuck? Like, really, Derrick Rose? I was watching some meme yesterday where they were talking about how he's missed 108 games in the last 2 years. And they compared it to, the fuck is the guy's name? Tim Duncan, right? Played with the San Antonio Spurs. They said he missed 87 games in 18 seasons that he's played. Now, granted, clearly, this shit ain't his fault. I don't blame you, Derrick Rose. Shit done went wrong with you. But I don't know what you need, child. I mean, really, like, this shit ain't right for you, brother. No, boo. I don't know. Like, first, they was talking about and then on top of everything else, this is why he can't prosper. Because apparently he was also accused of rape by an ex-girlfriend who, I guess, basically accused him of setting her up with to be, like, having sex with multiple people. And he said in his defense that she consented to group sex. So apparently he is being sued for sexual battery by an ex-lover who alleged that he and his friends drugged and gang-raped her in 2013. His attorneys responded cavalierly when the suit was filed in August, accusing her of trying to shake him down and being a wealthy ball player. Now, here's the thing. He's saying that she consented and that basically she's simply upset because he stopped responding to her text. So this side, Lord have mercy. So I'm reading right here on Gawker.com where it says that apparently she went into great detail about what he and his buddies, who she names. So it's, mind you, it is Rose, Randall Hampton, Ryan Allen, and 10 unnamed others. That means I'm talking about 13 that potentially could have, that were potentially there to gang rape her. She complained, she alleges that they drugged her and incapacitated her and then sent away the female friend who was there looking for her. Now, this is heavily, unbelievably some fuck shit, disturbing fucking shit. And I don't know, y'all. What's going on with these motherfucking players? To my knowledge, that the NBA does, like, some sort of support before these players go into the league. But this is some unacceptable shit. Like, let's just keep it 100. And this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. So let us be clear on, you know, you are, once again, y'all know where my side is, where my bread is buttered, what side my bread is buttered. And you know what? Yes, admittedly, there are some, you know, some people that are unscrupulous with the way that they do shit. But most of the time, where there's smoke, there's fire, you know? And it's like, this is really, 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 really unfortunate. And I'm trying, I don't know that I fully believe in karma. So I can't really say that your fucking ass got fucked up in the face because you are just trying to completely just say some stupid shit about this woman, Derrick Rose. But, yeah, supposedly she consented to the actions. I mean, I'm going to tell y'all right now that most of the shit that niggas be seeing in porn don't really exist in real life. Like, if you have somebody that you fucking on a regular, trust and believe that they are probably not really trying to fuck with you and 12 of your boys. Like, it's very, 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 very unlikely. And I don't give a fuck. Most women, NBA player or not, would not be on some, oh, okay, yeah, let me go on and take these dicks all over the place. Because you a fucking NBA player that is always fucking hurt. Which, by the way, how does that even work? I need to know how that shit works, like, insurance-wise. Because that means, are they paying him his whole salary? I don't know, y'all. I don't know. We're going to be talking about this some more. But if you have some ideas, some opinions, whatever, feel free to call in. 914-338-0304. Or write me at theripenessradio@gmail.com. Tell me what you think. If you disagree with me, go on and disagree with me. But if you disagree with me and you think that Derrick Rose is right, I'm going to tell you right now, your monkey ass is wrong. Okay? No, boo. Now, do I feel sorry for the brother that he can't seem to play a whole season? That's kind of fucked up. But, Derrick. I sometimes look at this and I'm like, you know, my son could grow up to be an athlete. And I would really have to be like, I think I would feel like deep shame if he was to come up and say some shit like this to me. Because I'd be like, I think I'd punch that motherfucker in his throat. Like, I'd just be like, yo, for real? You already know how I get down. Like, it's also very important to be able to teach people in general from the beginning that, like, nobody else's body is theirs, their playground. You know what I mean? Like, sex must be consensual, and it's just, it's really scary, because I think that these things are becoming so commonplace that we have become very comfortable with blaming women specifically for these unfortunate incidents on a regular. And it's almost like this is exactly why people don't want to say, women or anybody who's really assaulted, they don't want to say that they've been assaulted, because the expectation is that when somebody has money, that they have more power, and therefore anybody who is poor would do anything to get money. And that's not the fucking truth all the time. I mean, motherfuckers want to pretend like if you don't have money that you don't have no fucking dignity, and that you would lose everything based on somebody whose money is not even yours. You know, like, it's just, ugh. Y'all, it's cold outside. My hot chocolate done ran out. I don't got enough in me right now to even go into this the way that I really want to. Let me know if y'all think I should be doing some Periscopes, y'all, because then we could do some things and we could talk and y'all could, you know, talk to me back. As always, write me at therightmissradio@gmail.com and let me know what you think. So here in New York, we are preparing. Told y'all it's cold. The Hurricane Joaquin, which apparently may or may not hit the, you know, may or may not hit land, whatever the fuck is going on. Apparently, it's really scary, though. People are getting concerned because the last hurricane that really hit and devastated the city was Hurricane Sandy. And it was a Category 2, and right now Joaquin is a Category 3 that is scheduled to land on Sunday and Monday. So who the fuck knows? If y'all are in flood areas, please take care. Take note and be safe. Safety first. So if you guys are in New York City or in the vicinity, I know that there are some other states that are really, like, getting battered with rain and things like that. And usually when it goes out to, from what I understand, is that even if it doesn't hit us, it will apparently go out to sea. But sometimes from, you know, other parts of the East Coast, like up north, they get battered when the storm tends to, like, kind of come back inland. So, you know, again, if you are in one of those cities and or states, like I think Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, all those states like that. So just beware and take care of yourselves, and, you know, safety first, you guys. So a few more things before we actually end up leaving for the day. Oh, I'm going to miss you guys. But I do want to let you know that I am training for the New York Marathon. Yes. And I hadn't had too much of a chance to talk about it before, but I did want to mention it. And I am going to, yes, and shout out to Donnie, who is listening, and he writes that there are some rich folks here with no dignity out here, too, and that is absolutely true. That it is not, you know, except that their dignity is very often not questioned because they have money. Like, everything is not for sale in the world, and that's my point, you know, that the integrity of poor people is often questioned or often felt like it's porous. Like, you know, my integrity is not like fishnets because I'm poor. You know, and I know that a lot of the other poor people that I know, we don't have integrity like fishnets because we're poor either. Are there some things that you might be willing to do to get a financial stronghold? Yes. But are you willing to do anything? No. And I think that that is the kind of misconception, and that's really unfortunate. So that was my point, and to clarify that one. But, yes, y'all, I'm running the New York Marathon, and this week has been a terrible training week, but I am going to turn it up. I have 30 days, you guys, and I am petrified as fuck. I don't know what kind of, I don't even know, child. I don't know if I was smoking the K2, some crazy-ass shit when I decided that this was going to be a good idea in all of my plus-size glory. But you know what? I'm going to do my best, and that's all I can do. And right now I'm running as a charity runner, so that's pretty awesome and scary and intimidating at the same time, because I haven't been really doing well with the fundraising. But I am running in honor of my brother that passed away in 2004, and I'm running in support of an agency that's called Community Access. And Community Access, what they do is they support people that have their main, you know, started off as they're supporting people who had mental illness. And not my brother didn't have mental illness, but I do think that, you know, a lot of people suffer from depression, and I think that he did at some point. But they also do a whole bunch of things where they support people that have HIV and a whole host of other amazing programs in New York City, all over, right? So it is really an honor and a pleasure, and I really hope that I'm able to get to that point of really making the minimum, which is $3,000. So if you guys are interested in making a donation, please email me at theripenessradio@gmail.com, and then I can send you the link. It's actually www.communityaccess.org/Eve. E-V-E, that is my name. And feel free to, you know, check out my thing, and I'm going to update it and make some videos and really hopefully make some compelling arguments as to why, you know, I hope that you guys will support me. And in the meantime, just pray for a sister, y'all, because, yeah, it's not easy. The training for this is definitely not easy. And one of the things that I'm realizing is that probably the hardest part is really the emotional piece. I think for me it's partially because of I'm so attached to the reason why I'm running. It's definitely not like I'm trying to, you know, PR, you know, break a record for myself or whatever. It's like I'm really running in honor of somebody who is deeply impactful and influential in my life. And I really want to do it well. I want to do it justice. I want to do it right. I want to last. You know, I want to finish. I hope to finish in one piece. And, yeah, and you know, it's been a long time coming that I've been wanting to do this in honor of my brother. So it's a really powerful piece. For me as a woman, as a 40-year-old woman. Yeah, and it's something that's been on my, I guess I no longer say bucket list. I'm taking a page from Barack Obama and I'm saying bucket list. Life is short, you guys. And speaking of short, you know, unfortunately short lives, I just wanted to definitely send a shout out to my angel friend, Sienna. And if you're a longtime listener of The Ripeness, then you know that I lost a very, very close friend a few years ago to brain cancer, and yesterday was her birthday. So, and today is her husband's birthday, her widower, Mr. K.N. So shout out to him. He's amazing and special. But yeah, I think that the time is always right to do what is right. I'm trying. I'm aiming to be a better person on all cylinders, and I think this is a fresh start to my 40th year and the next phase of my life. So I'm hoping that you guys will support me. My read of the week, which I hadn't talked about in some time, is Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, and it just came out. It's awesome. She's the woman that wrote Eat, Pray, Love, and it's basically about creating a path to the vibrant, fulfilling life that you've dreamed of. If you are interested in reading it with me or letting me know what you think, you know what to do. Write me, baby, at theripenessradio@gmail.com, and we can get to chatting about it. I actually love the cover. It's, like, vibrant and special and, like, just bursting with opportunity. So I think that is an amazing, amazing thing. I'm a fan of that kind of stuff. Like, it seems girly or whatever, or as someone said on Facebook, la-di-da. But it is. I really am. I remain hopeful, and I hope that you do too. So in the midst of, you know, sadness, you know, as per the Sounds of Blackness when they sang the song Optimistic, you can see up when looking down, right? So brighter days are always ahead. We have an opportunity and live the best life we can. And as always, you guys, party like rock stars, fuck like porn stars, and shoot to the sky like the rockets you are. This is The Ripeness. Have a great week. Bye. Thank you.